this, the conjunction, which is qiran, which is coming together, getting close, being together in a way, or being in balance with each other, all that meaning. For what? Do not forget the first verse which led to this. He said, the form of a human being is like a pot. And this little window is the one that is working. Your eyes, the way you see it, right? Then what do you see? Whatever you see influences you. Means what? Means you're looking around and you see something and it influences you? We are talking about the essence here, altogether. So, the essence of you, you are an empty place. You are a potential space to be filled in. Therefore, form of human being is like a pot, right? Then what? Every view, every thought somehow will influence you. You go around and the people will give you their point of view, and that point of view sinks in you. That's how your intelligence works. Gathering pieces from here and there, when the people, they bring in their point of views, right? And look around you. How did you arrive to this point of view you have now? So many people, so many occasions influenced you. This from that, that from that, that from that. Therefore, nothing begins just like that. Everything has a history, and all of us, they are carrying these different views in ourselves. Then,
redness of countenance is from the conjunction of blood. Blood is from the beautiful rose-colored sun. Redness is the best of colors, and that is of the sun, and is arriving from it. Every land that has been conjoined with Saturn has become nitrous, and is not the place for sowing. Through concurrence, power comes into action, as the conjunction of the devil with hypocrites.
Means what? Means look around. Whatever is there could be the cause. Whatever conjunct with something else will give birth to something else. So everything is influencing everything. We are all in it. And everybody, everything is influencing the other one, because the power comes from this conjunction. Coming together. Being together. And that's what we understand. Because we know that when you're walking this path, the most important part is to find the other travelers to be together. Because if you're traveling alone and you're looking for we, there is something wrong with this picture. Because before that big we, you should find at least this little we. This is why this is not, I'm always talking about that guy who is sitting in a cave in a negative way. Because he is an individualist. And here individualism is left to animals. Because we're talking about collective thought. I know that your thought will influence mine. So what? Should I leave you all? Or should I find the crowd that I want to influence me? That's what it is. That's what ittifaq has in it. Ittifaq is conjunction, coming together and being together. Unification, getting united. Yes?
These spiritual truths, without any pomp and grandeur, have pomp and grandeur from the ninth heaven. The pomp and grandeur belonging to creation is a borrowed thing.
What is Tagutorum, that organ, blah blah? What is that?
Oh, pomp and grandeur?
Pomp and grandeur.
Yeah. Grandeur, what is that? Whatever we build, whatever is built up, all the construction like the palaces and the corridors, and at the same time, to him, the only place he's talking about is the school. And in the school, there are these corridors, there are these big domes, there are that classroom, projection room, blah, 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 you name it. So it's all of this are instruments. The meaning comes from the ninth sky, in a way. Somewhere else. From somewhere else, the meaning is coming here. And these are nonsense, but these are the tools. These are, again, the form. All the education and educational institution is a form meant for that meaning. Yes?
For the sake of pomp and grandeur, they endure abasement. Mm-hmm. In the hope of glory, they're happy in abasement. In the hope of a 10 days glory of annoyance, they have made their necks from anxiety as a spindle. How do they come to this place where I am? For in this glory I am the shining sun.
Who is this shining sun? Suddenly Rumi is out and talking about what? Do you remember a couple of moments ago he said the real RF is like this, surrendering whatever it is to Haq. Remember that? Then he arrived, all these nonsenses, the stories, the additional stuff, the trying, the trap, the snare, all of that. See, you don't need all that. Of course, all that are instruments, but you don't need. Come to the point that I'm standing on. What is that point? Yes, Peter.
The rising place of the sun is the pitch-colored tower. My sun is beyond rising places. His rising place, in relation to his motes, his essence, neither rose nor set.
He's talking about the sun that gives birth to everything, and it was never down and it will never go down. The only sun we know that is the sun of the truth. Because the truth is always the truth. It never changes. Yes?
We who are left over by his motes are in both worlds a sun without shadow. Still I'm revolving round the sun. 'Tis wonderful. The cause of this is the majesty of the sun. The sun is acquainted with causes. At the same time, the cord of causes is, it says, severed from him.
Why did he go back to Shams? Just nostalgia? Remember, this is a teaching. He knows what he's doing. He went around a point to stand upon and said, let go of all these nonsenses. Come to this point that I'm standing on. He tried to explain that point, and that point was the point of the sun of the truth. And Shams means the sun. So again, and the story of the Shams. Why? Because when I say Shams, I don't really mean that guy at the same time that I mean it. I mean the guy who changed my view. The guy who brought me down from that horse I was riding within all these murids. The one who got rid of all those knowledges I had. Do you remember? He was so knowledgeable. He knew everything. He was faqih. He was the teacher, the master, all blah, blah, blah. But the essence is not that. Although all that helps. But the essence is the Shams. Because Shams is what? Here, Shams Barshad Bar Sababha Muttalik. Translated in English, that the sun is acquainted with causes. I could translate it that this sun is the thing that will give the rise of the light in every cause. Because mutale' tulu' is at the same time sunrise. Because in the way in Persian language, it will bring in the meaning of self-righteousness of the light giving birth to light. At the same time, he admires Shams, of course. And Shams knows all of this because all these tricks has left him. In a way, he cut off all the tricks. Yes?
Hundreds of thousands of times have I cut off hope. Of whom? Of the sun? Do you believe this? Do not believe of me that I can endure to be without the sun, or the fish to be without water. And if I become despairing, my despair is the objective manifestation of the sun's work.
You see that attitude? His attitude towards Shams. When he's talking, Shams is not there. We know that, right? But he's talking as if he's alive. He's up there. And he will say that, you know what? There are times that I surrender and I give up on this Shams. Do you believe that if I say that? No. What kind of talking is this? He could have stopped it, right? He'd have said, oops, don't write it down. We know that this is not what he was talking about. He was talking then standing and actually narrating the poetry. Because in Persian culture, this is to put the nail in the coffin. You explain whatever you want, then you bring in the poetry, and they go, wow, they surrender. At least they were used to. So he brings in and he writes it in poetry. Why? To say that it could happen. It could happen that in the moment of thinking you give up. But do not believe that. Because if you give that up, means you're like a fish who gives up the water. Because that's the essence of the need here. What do I need in my life? First, I need someone to enlighten me. There is nothing more important to me or better to happen to me. Therefore, maybe I will say that I gave up. But don't believe that. Because in that giving up, actually I'm provoking something else. This is the influence of that light. Even my denial will be that, because I have surrendered. Yes?
How should the objective manifestation of the work be cut off from the very self of the worker? How should any object of being pasture on aught but being? All beings pasture on this meadow, whether they be Burak or Arab horses, or even asses. And he that has not regarded becomings as from that sea, at every instant turns his face towards a new point of orientation. He has drunk salt water from the sweet sea. so that the salt water has made him blind.